Week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. And this week's news we'll be looking at the aging brain and physical activity, and finally, a story about radiographic progression of rheumatoid arthritis flare-ups. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 560, recorded August 12th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Physical activity can be neuroprotective and reduce the risk for Alzheimer's disease. In assessing physical activity, caloric expenditure is a proxy marker reflecting the sum total of multiple physical activity types conducted by an individual. A recent study was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease to assess caloric expenditure as a proxy marker of physical activity and as a predictive measure of gray matter volumes in the normal and cognitively impaired elderly persons. Higher energy output from a variety of physical activity types was associated with larger gray matter volumes in frontal, temporal, and parietal lobes, as well as hippocampus, thalamus, and basal ganglia. High levels of caloric expenditure moderated neurodegeneration-associated volume loss in various areas of the brain. The study concluded that increasing energy output from a variety of physical activities is related to larger gray matter volumes in the elderly, regardless of cognitive status. Discuss all exercise-related questions with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. Disease flares are common in rheumatoid arthritis and are related to structural damage. However, few data on the impact of flares reported by patients on radiographic progression are available. The aim of a recent study published in the journal Arthritis Research and Therapy was to investigate whether overall flares, self-reported flares, and short flares assessed at the visit predict radiographic progression in rheumatoid arthritis patients in DAS-28 remission, that's 28 joint disease activity score. The study concluded that overall flares and self-reported flares are predictors of structural damage. Flares assessed at the visit, short flares, do not impact on radiographic progression as they might underestimate the actual number of flares. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Vidal Sassoon. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.